Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. This lovely warm weather is giving the garden a happy holiday feel. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org and make some reservations to get out into the garden. And don't forget, the elf is back in the garden. Get the latest hints so you can find Poppy, get a picture, and post it at Elf in the Garden. As you head into the garden, you might want to start your visit by getting a look at the nectar garden just to the right of the sore geometric garden beds. On the right of the entrance is a wonderful and dramatic Justicia aurea, commonly known as yellow jacobinia. This native from Mexico and Central America does best in part shade and has the biggest fountain of flowers of all the Justicia family. It's a 10-inch tower of nectar for hummingbirds. It's a huge dark green glossy leaves, and it will grow as tall as 8 feet. It gives a great backdrop for the impatient Mirabilis, Coleus, and Begonias growing in the bed around it. If you wander through the garden plantings around Dottie's picnic area, the hot orange-red flowers of the Cape honeysuckle are striking. While this plant is not a honeysuckle at all, it is attractive to flying pollinators looking for nectar. A plant that is native to southern Africa, it can grow up to 10 feet tall and wide. It may be pruned into a hedge or left to ramble over rocks and walls. It grows in many areas of the garden and is generally an evergreen in our Mediterranean-type climate, blooming throughout the year. Another South African native can be found in the cactus collection that is blooming now. It's the Velthemia capensis, also called sand lily, forest lily, or elephant eye. Look for the lovely upright, sort of tangy pink with green edging colored umbrella of bloom standing about a foot above the dark green wavy swirl of leaves. These lovely lilies can bring a bit of freshness to a rock garden or patio pots in the fall when other plants may be going dormant. Just to the other side of the cactus collection, you can find a lovely cactus, Celestio cactus, with some hot red flowers. This low-growing, long, narrow, columnar cactus is a Bolivian native and was not publicly described until 1951. Following the paved road toward the tropical gardens, the giant philodendron that grows up into the coral tree is blooming. Frequently used as a potted houseplant, they are endemic to the tropical jungles of Central America and will climb up or over almost any obstacle. Not attractive to flying pollinators, the flowers are pollinated by ants, beetles, or other crawling insects. If you have been watching the dragon fruit develop, then look up into the palm tree now, as the swelling fruits will ripen soon and the critters will dine on them as soon as they're ready. A walk into the Bohannon Rose Garden and you can get a whiff of the pungent paper whites that are already up and blooming. The weather has not been cold enough for the peonies to have completely died back, yet this border of narcissus is already shining. Heading into the garden on Canyon Road, the bright yellow of the Mexican marigolds line the way, and nearly everywhere you look in the garden, you can see the berries of the toyon bushes beginning to turn red. The toyon plant, which is also called California holly, blooms in the spring, sets berries during the summer. It's a California native plant that's very drought tolerant and was used as a food source by native Californians and early settlers. These berries are prized by mockingbirds, cedar waxwings, and American robins, but in the wild, they are also dined on by bears and coyotes. If you get around Tram Road towards Phoebe's Meadow, you'll see the sculpture Fuller by Doris Sung has found a new home. Just behind it, the firewheel trees are blooming. When you see these blooms, you know why they're called firewheel. This is a member of the Protea family and is an Australian rainforest tree. You will also see the ginkgo trees are beginning to turn golden. These trees are the last living members of an ancient plant family, and there are similar fossils from this plant family that date back to the middle of the Jurassic period. That's about 170 million years ago. This tree was cultivated very early in human history and is still popular in landscaping today. We hope you have enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.